This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI, doing something a little bit different with our environmental contributor, Lawrence Gunther. Today, it's borderline an AMI at the movies segment, as Lawrence is going to be taking a closer look at the Netflix documentary Seaspiracy. So before we get into Lawrence's review and conversation, let's give a listen and a watch to a trailer clip from the film. Now, some of this footage may be sensitive for some audiences, so viewer discretion is advised. And in this trailer, some imagery includes a fishing vessel scooping up larger fish using a net. Another fish is being thrown back into the water. Also seen are fishermen with the floor covered with living fish, and a fishing market with a sign that reads, "No photography."
We are at war with the oceans, and if we win this war, we're going to lose it all because mankind is not able to live on this planet with the Dead Sea.
I just don't see how you could possibly enforce sustainable fishing laws with all these boats.
The same syndicates that are behind illegal fishing are the same criminal groups that are behind drug trafficking, human trafficking, and other crimes.
So there's no slavery going on?
No. It's in this.
If you want to address climate change, the first thing you do is protect the ocean. And the solution to that is very simple. Leave it alone.
That is a trailer clip from Seaspiracy. Our environmental contributor, Lawrence Gunther, joins us now to talk about it. Lawrence is also the host of Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther, which you can hear Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio. And you can also find the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. Hey, good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning, Dave.
So, Lawrence, what's Seaspiracy all about? I mean, obviously, it's a documentary about the ocean, but give us a little bit more.
Well, it has nothing to do with vision, as you can tell by the trailer, right? It's Seaspiracy. It's all about oceans. It's modeled after that other documentary, Cowspiracy. I think there was similar directors involved. Ali Tabrizi, you know, he's sort of out there. He wants to uncover this hugely horrific industry. Like before it was agriculture, land-based agriculture. Now it's sea-based, fishing, right? It's got nothing to do with hook and line fishing as anglers or nothing to do with indigenous people who are doing ceremonial fishing or fishing for a moderate livelihood. This has to do with large-scale industrial fishing practices, and it's not flattering. I mean, every possible ugly part of anything that has to do with our relationship with the ocean is included in this documentary.
So, Lawrence, I'm curious. These kind of documentaries can go in a whole bunch of angles. There's a lot of ground, or in this case, water to cover. What kind of things did you learn as someone who's probably already a little tapped into this?
Dave, it just goes over old territory. You know, like the guy, Ali, the director, you would think he's the first one that ever pointed his nose at the sea and said, "What's going on out there?" You know, most of the stories he covers, starting with the first one about whaling, you know, he's cleaning up a beach and then thinks about whales. So then he finds out that in Japan, there's a bay where they capture and slaughter wild dolphin, and he goes and he's freaked out. Well, that's all covered in the documentary called Cove.
Yeah.
And you know, and then he's worried about dolphins being caught in the fishery, and well, that's all covered in another documentary, End of the Line. And then he's thinking about whales in captivity and all of the horrific things that happen to whales. You know, you ever watch Blackfish? Those are three great documentaries that really delve into those topics and were very popular. So it's not like any of this should come as a surprise to anybody.
So I'm curious, does that mean because this ground has been covered before, is there still value in this documentary?
The whole point, I think, of the documentary, similar to Cowspiracy, is to convince vegans that they've made the right choice not to eat anything animal or animal products. So people who like the documentary, who, you know, cheer it on, are from that set. They have that mindset. And that's about 6% of the population. If you add up vegans and vegetarian, they amount to about 12% of the population in Canada, North America. You know, and then you have pescatarians or vegetarians, but also eat sea products, seafood products. And you have flexitarians that are, you know, vegetarians that will also eat the occasional hamburger. But this is a very clearly geared towards convincing people to become vegans. You know, no animal products and no products made from animals like cheese or dairy or eggs or yogurt or anything like that.
But Lawrence, even as we take a peek at that trailer, it really does frame up an important issue like climate change. So does the documentary take some time to look at the science in regards to the impact of the ocean in relation to the science of climate change?
It does. But, you know, Dave, the way he quizzes his guests, right? He sets them up and then he takes little bits of information and just sort of comes to these crazy conclusions. Like he's talking to this one scientist who's working really hard with the industry to minimize the capture of dolphins in the tuna fishing industry, right? Where they use big nets and sometimes they catch dolphins. Now, a lot of organizations, a lot of governments have spent a lot of money figuring ways to make sure they don't catch dolphins. So that's why you see dolphin-free, dolphin-safe tuna in the grocery stores now. So he asked the scientist, so are you saying that no dolphins are being captured anymore through these practices? And the scientist answers honestly. He says, well, I can't say that no dolphin is ever being caught again. And then he just concludes, you know, Ali concludes, well, there you go. No one should ever eat anything, any tuna anymore because you're murdering dolphins. So stop eating tuna. And on and on and on, you know, can you tell I'm a fan?
I'm getting the sense that this polarized you a little bit, but when we think about things like animal cruelty, the ethics of animal consumption, sustainability, sustainable development, we think about climate change. These are all really significant and important issues. And Lawrence, maybe this is even a more general question than just this documentary, but do we have to be careful when we start wrapping all these things together and maybe presenting them in a very polarizing way?
It's a clear manipulation of how we're supposed to view the world. You know, another example, he goes, you know, he promotes the sea shepherds and their big ship that goes out and rams other fishing boats and sinks other fishing boats. And they're a very controversial environmental group, right? A lot of other environmental groups don't condone them because they use violence. But then, you know, he goes up to the co-founders of an organization, a very well-respected organization that's working hard to get plastic out of the environment. And he says, okay, aren't fishing nets made of plastic? And they said, yes. And they said, well, are you getting fishing nets out of the ocean? They said, well, you know, the whole fishing thing is a whole other area. There's other groups working on that. We're focusing on other forms of plastic, microplastics coming from our clothing, bottles, you know, waste, the garbage. And he goes, so you don't want to do nets? And then he goes to the other co-founder. He says, your partner says you don't do nets, even though they account for 55% of the plastic in the ocean, which is wrong. It's wrong. And the other co-founder of this wonderful charity organization says, look, I don't want to talk to you, you know, turn the cameras off and get out. Well, that part there gets into the film. And this wonderful environmental organization is now getting death threats. It had to take down all their communications offline because people who took what Ali had to say for word are now threatening the organization. They're being hate bombed. You know, it's just not a good thing to do what he's been doing there.
So Lawrence, you're someone who wears a lot of hats, environmental contributor. Today, you're playing a little bit of film reviewer. You're also, as I understand, a bit of a documentarian yourself. Maybe that's why you feel so strongly about this gotcha style journalism going on in this documentary. So you've got your own documentary, What Lies Below, making its web streaming premiere this coming Thursday, April the 15th. Tell us more.
Well, this is a documentary we made starting in 2012, and you know, it went to the film festivals. The Hot Docs Theater in Toronto is the part of the Planet Focus Film Festival. It went to documentaries around the world, and then it aired on AMI TV, and we licensed it to CBC Doc Channel for 3 years. So that was an exclusive arrangement. That now is finished, so we can show it to the world freely over the internet. So it's going to be the web streaming premiere. It's 10 stories of people who live by and from the water. And yeah, there's environmental issues, there's climate change issues, there's industrial practices, there's over-harvesting. And, you know, I just wanted to capture what people it means to the people who have lived by the water, who care about the water, who are concerned, their voices, not the environmentalists, not the scientists, not the politicians or the business people. You can Google all that stuff, right? You can get all their opinions online. But these are people who don't necessarily have social media accounts, who don't have, you know, big spin doctor organizations kind of behind them. But they have very meaningful stories to tell. You know, we didn't include anything that was factually incorrect, but so everything in there is correct. But you know, together it's meant to inspire people that we need to do things differently from a climate change perspective, from a green planet perspective. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good documentaries, and I'm hoping mine's one of them. It's got a lot of great reviews that don't throw people under the bus and don't leave behind a wreckage of organizations and people that are actually put in danger. So yeah, check it out. AMI is going to have it. They'll have the describe version coming live on AMI over their web streaming tools. And we'll have we'll also have it on Bluefish Canada's YouTube channel.
Excellent. Excellent. And that's coming live on Thursday, April the 15th. Lawrence, from one hat to another, what's coming up on Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther this Friday?
Well, we're just finishing up the whole maple syrup and the wood wide web, and that's been quite a popular, you know, like who would have thought these trees have a little internet system underground there, but they do. And now it's all about gliding, animals that glide and fly, and the feeling of flying and gliding as a person without sight. You know, you ever been in gliders and kites, and you wonder about things like that, squirrel suits. So we're, you know, what does it mean to glide and to be, you know, off the ground and flying as a person without sight? I'm not talking big planes here, right?
But I'm afraid of heights, Lawrence. I'll pass on the squirrel suit. I'll pass on the zip lines. You have fun with that.
Thanks, buddy.
That's Lawrence Gunther. He's the host of AMI Audio's podcast, Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther, which you can also hear in audio format on AMI Audio Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And of course, you can follow Lawrence on Twitter at Lawrence Gunther. Speaking of AMI Audio's original podcasts, got a brand new episode of A Yogi's Guide to Health and Wellness dropping today. You can listen as host Kevin Naidu speaks with Shaila Gabel, a yoga teacher who incorporates her indigenous culture into her yoga and meditation classes. You can find A Yogi's Guide to Health and Wellness wherever you download podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.